genre.
Hello, welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we read to our unresponsive wife. I wish these guys were unresponsive. One awful minute at a time. I am Jason.
I'm Doug.
And joining us today are two guys that I wish were in a coma right now, so they would shut up for a fucking second. These two have not shut up since we started this. Alex Thompson and Jay Clark, welcome back, guys.
Isn't that kind of the point for us to talk?
He's the host of all hosts right here.
Jason, eat a Snickers.
I'm glad you guys can take some time out of your day to be with us. You guys say hello yet?
Yeah, they did.
All right. Hi. So today we're knocking out minute 8.
I wasn't going to say hello. You got mad at us for talking so damn much. So fine. I was going to be quiet.
So fine.
I was going to give you 30 minutes of monologue. Go right ahead.
I'll be quiet on your radio show.
We're sitting in the corner. We're thinking about what we've done.
We're doing our best Adrian impression. Go ahead, Jason.
Yes.
All you.
So today we're knocking out minute 82, which begins with Rocky rubbing Adrian's hand and ends with a throat clear.
Oh, you don't say.
All right. So we do notice in this beginning of the scene, the beginning? Nope, not yet. We notice at the end. I'll get back to that later.
Okay. What I did notice about this hospital room is there's no TV.
Right.
He's just sitting there all day long, not watching TV.
He is reading a book.
Yeah. Oh, that
the world
book.
Is revolving on TV, and this is the 70s.
See, Doug, I know you read books. No, I know Jay doesn't read books.
Actually, he's probably read more books than I have.
Yeah, I read good books.
I read the Rocky novel.
Just not the script?
I haven't really done the script a whole lot this year, because the novel...
Yeah, you replaced it with the novelization, which, I don't know.
It follows closely.
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, you hate them both, so what's the difference? We're back in the chapel. Mickey's in the foreground, Rocky's up at the altar, kneeling.
Going to get in a coma. It's a very beautiful chapel for a hospital.
Yes, that's not a hospital chapel.
We can see where all their money goes to. It's not going to the medical care, that woman who was dying in the hall.
Well, it's definitely not going to buy TVs so people can stay entertained.
I'm wondering, since we've established that this is a Catholic hospital, maybe they went the extra mile on the chapel itself.
Yeah.
The chapel's the nicest thing in the hospital.
The chapel is gorgeous.
Yeah, that is a nice chapel.
Reminds me of the have you ever been to Caesar's in Las Vegas? Caesar's Palace?
No, I've never been to
Vegas.
They
have like a mall, and the whole mall is like done in this where the sky is painted so it looks like you're outside, but you're not, you're inside. And it looks like that background right there, the whole thing.
Didn't they do that at the Tropicana too, in AC, right?
Yeah, but this one, Caesar's looks more like this because it's more...
There's angels?
Yeah, there's angels, and I think there's
I thought that's there. The Venetian.
The Venetian is a little different. Venetian is Venice, so they do have the outside, but you're outside in like Venice.
The music does a little change. They have a nice little piano thing here.
I just realized I never even
you didn't listen to it?
I didn't watch these minutes.
They're doing a very good job acting worn out. Mickey's so disheveled that his earpiece fell out. Rocky's rubbing his eyes. Now we're back to the room.
There's like not even a window. Like I feel like if you're in that room, you would just want to die.
Well, he sits in her room all day long. When visiting hours are over, he goes to the chapel where he sits all night long.
And then we don't know that though.
In the book, they say it.
Oh, well then.
Well, more explanation then, sir. Yes. You know, if we're to follow like the same kind of like book guidelines that Minute Impossible has set. You must give us more detail.
Oh,
well, but it's not as hotry and blustered up as that book is. But you know, what book is he reading?
He is reading The Deputy Sheriff of Comanche County by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
I've read two books of his.
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
One. Yeah.
I found an ebook of this book and I read a little bit of it and oh my god. It's apparently it's
boring, racist. What?
I don't. It's Western. Okay. It's Western.
So boring and racist.
Okay. Yeah, a little from column A, a little from column B.
He has things that have different races in them. You know, if you ever seen, Princess of Mars.
Who, the Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Yeah, he, you know, there's that movie John Carter that was the kind of a, I enjoyed the movie, but it was kind of just, you know, wasn't received well. But, you know, Princess of Mars, there's a whole series, and then there's the Tarzan series. So he's written good books, just some of them aren't all winners.
Yeah.
Well, when you've written as many books as this man has, because jeebus, I'm looking at his bibliography, they're not all going to be winners.
No.
Yeah, how many does he have? Is there a lot of them?
I'm counting at least 50 here.
I can give you like a little synopsis of the book, Jay, just so we know what we're dealing with here. Buck Mason has a problem with old Gunderstrom over a land dispute. Now, this guy Gunderstrom is murdered in his sleep. Buck, who is also the deputy sheriff, investigates and finds that a phone call was made after the murder accusing Buck of the murder. So Buck vanishes, and everyone thinks, since he ran away, that he's a shoo-in for guilty. So 3 weeks later at a ranch, there's a group of patrons there, and a mysterious stranger, Bruce Marvel, shows up, but is ridiculed for his English riding habit, Eastern clothing, and his inability to ride properly. So there's this pretty girl there, Kay, and she's riding a horse, which gets spooked and takes off down a dangerous trail. But Bruce jumps on a horse and rides like a wind as he goes to save her. Now everyone is suspicious of this competent horsemanship. So we find out that Bruce Marvel is Buck Mason, who came back incognito to investigate the murder and clear his own name. I mean, that's just a...
dun, dun, dun. That sounds like a horse tale of,
a different color?
It's a horse of a different color.
A horse of a different color.
I will also point out that this is, I guess, one of Rice Burroughs' more obscure works, because it's one of the few on Wikipedia that doesn't have its own page.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was published in 1940, so by the time Rocky's reading this, it's at least a 30-year-old book plus.
Yeah, it's old when he gets his hands on it.
Why is he reading this?
I don't know.
Well, it's what he was reading at the beginning, but he's trying to give her something to grab onto, and like listen to the sound of my voice, you know.
If I was in a coma, just hearing the
come away from the light, you know.
Synopsis of the book makes me not want to wake up.
Yeah,
so I can't imagine.
I wish I was laying next to her.
Wayo, hey, does your wife know about this?
What did I wish I was in a coma?
That you wish you were laying next to a comatose woman? That's
named Adrian?
Screwed up.
Yeesh.
Is your name really Buck Mason?
I got to clear my name. So we see, is this the one? No. This can wait till next minute, because we get much more Adrian next minute. But the passage that he reads, I don't even want to do this. But because I'm really gonna repeat what Rocky's saying, but I mean, Jesus, we've only got like 8 minutes of material here, so
yeah.
He says, "There ain't no other trail to the ranch, or no shorter one." "Oh, yes, there is," says Marvel. "When I was a kid, I helped my old man trail some cattle up here, up from the border. Can you hear me, Adrian?" And then it like fades to a new passage.
So, what book, if you were in a coma and your loved one was trying to bring you back, what book would you want them to be reading to you?
This is a great question.
Or maybe what book would
definitely
you
not to... the deputy of sheriff Comanche County.
Or maybe the better question would be, what book would you choose to read to your loved one to bring them back to the world?
Now, you're going to be reading for a long time, so it's not like I could pick a Dr. Seuss book, right?
Well, we know you like green eggs and ham, so
I do not like green eggs and ham,
as long as they're raw.
Do not like them, Sam. I am.
I'm going to challenge you to do that now. some green eggs. So you know, just some eggs in a glass with some green food coloring.
Oh, brother!
You brought that on yourself.
I know. I suppose I did.
But yeah, that book is 599 pages long.
No, thank you.
I don't know. From the review that I read, that it was like a very good book. It was like a edgier seat kind of read. But I mean, based on this crap.
So when you're down in New Jersey and you're sitting down and you're drinking your green eggs and you want to pop open a nice book, you should read this book and see what Rocky sees.
You gotta get into his head. You know,
I would say that I would read the book for the for the show, not like on mic, but I would read the book, but I'm not going to. Jake,
what would you? No.
Not a 500-page book, especially.
Is it 500 pages?
That's what Alex just said.
Well, 599 pages.
Jake just said one of these that's okay. guys.
Some white guy. Some cracker.
Wait, Alex, are you white?
I have a podcast, so yes.
Whoa. That's a little bit racist.
So when you bearded white guys.
That still does not narrow the field down very much.
It's like, what, some of you bearded white nerdy guys, that still doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah.
Because I love Galaxy Quest just as much as my own movie that I am, movie series I'm covering.
Bearded white nerdy guys that like comic books.
Woo! Yeah. There we go. See, like,
you know, yeah, we're riding white and nerdy. You can't catch us because we're riding white and nerdy. To quote Weird Al. Because, you know, X-Men comics, I do collect them. I really do. But I don't speak Klingon.
It's Klingon's not X-Men, no, is it? Trek, isn't
it? No, it's a reference to that Weird Al song. Reference.
Oh.
there's a whole song called White and Nerdy.
Oh.
Instead of writing dirty, it's white and nerdy. And it's a pretty good song. It's like me and Alex in a nutshell.
Oh, well, I'll have to add it to the episode. I don't know what else we have here. I'm sad. Oh, well, I want to answer Alex's question. What book would we choose to read our significant other if she was in a coma?
Read to her, read.
If we're trying to get a rise out of her. One of your self-help books, Jay? One of your...
Maybe.
I think Doug's going to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh. Rare.
Oh, what a crazy, wacky happenstance. Look what I grabbed a caption from.
Suddenly, he sits up and tugs my panties off and throws them on the floor. Pulling off his boxer briefs, his erection springs free. Holy cow! He kneels up and pulls a condom onto his considerable length. Oh, no.
That's actually... Isn't this an outcut of Sylvester Stallone's porno called The Italian Stallion?
The Italian Stallion.
Formerly called The Party at Kitty and Studs.
Holy yes. cow.
Rocky reading 50 Shades is beautiful. Oh, man. He does a better Stallone than I do, Jay.
Yeah, it's terrible. So.
50 Shades of Black and Blue. It's Ooh. Just all the vocal fry you could possibly do, you know.
Hey.
I got a lot of practice from last time when I couldn't breathe through my nose, you know.
Yeah. I can't seem to get it right, though, so I retired it.
Oh, did we get any answers on that book question? Or I think we said 50 Shades.
Well, Jay likes to read a lot about yoga.
Something funny, though, you know?
Something funny?
Like Lighten the Mood.
Mm.
Is there any
like
funny books?
The Exorcist? It's not a funny book.
I don't think there are really funny books.
I would say, what about that? Remember that Chuck Palahniuk guy that I used to read all the time?
Yeah, that's
his was like dark kind of
it's
comedy.
It's funny. It's dark, funny, but
I read a shitload of his books and I loved every single one of them.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I don't know if that's good for coma reading.
I know it's not a funny answer, but if you're trying to get someone out of a coma, maybe you'd pick something like a Bible?
I've heard of that.
Well, I mean...
Who's the author?
Of the Bible?
I don't know why this book, though. Is Rocky like Westerns?
Well, this is the book he was reading back at... I think it might have been the same book that he was reading back at the beginning when he was learning to read as well.
Yes. I don't know, like,
oh,
where...
So he's finishing it. Oh, I get it then. So he was used to read her, and she liked it. Yeah. They had that tender moment in bed or whatever. Yeah,
you
she's
read
kind of
nice.
Bringing that back.
You
lie
nice.
Oh, now? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You lie nice.
I didn't even make the connection to that.
Wow, you think we should.
Wow, that would be something.
If anybody should make the connection, it should have been us.
To be fair, you covered those minutes, like, months ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
I watched it a couple hours ago. You watched it months ago.
All right. So, yeah.
Well, that makes perfect sense, though.
Okay. Asked and answered. All right. So, we're done. This minute has tapped out. So, Alex, why don't you start us off this time?
Yeah, so you can check me out on Galaxy Quest Minute, which is the full thing is there on your podcatcher of choice for you to binge. Check out Independence Day Minute, currently in progress. And I'm going to say check out Cleveland in 6. There is a feed. You can certainly subscribe to it, and an episode will show up.
Yeah.
At some point. I swear.
Well, the intro is still up.
Yeah, the intro is still up. The intro is good. The intro is a nice, mm-hmm. a nice tight 7 minutes. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get around to the rest of it. I swear.
It's a hiatus project.
Yeah. It's, we'll do it. We'll do one episode every year.
Oh my God. That'll be one long game.
Your kids will be grown ass men.
In reality, I don't believe you actually will.
If you start it, you got to finish it, right?
Yeah, right.
So we'll. I'll get one there. Of these days.
Does it count as starting it if we didn't actually cover a minute of the movie?
Who knows? Jake, what do you got?
Yeah, talk to people who are better podcasters than me.
Well, I don't know if I'm a better podcaster, so yeah, you'll have to find some better podcasters. Maybe some of those guys over at Dueling Genre, like the man behind the plan with the giant brain that has a million projects and actually finishes them.
Well, he doesn't have kids. That's for one.
That's probably a good connection there.
Yeah, much easier.
Because he has more free time unto himself. But yes, check out the Dark Knight Minute as we analyze the Dark Knight trilogy made by Christopher Nolan. We talk Batman all day, every day. Only really released Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but you know. You can talk Batman any day of the week, really.
You can watch, you can listen all day to season one.
You can. You can listen to my very obscure references that I slide in there with a lot of people not knowing what they
are. Like Weird Al references?
Weird Al references. Sometimes I've made a couple Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle references without saying anything. And I've even thrown in some Rocky references.
People just glaze over, right?
Yeah, well, it's more subtle. It's not like I'm out there like, hey, and that was a reference. Sometimes that's I say that, but a lot of it's just subtle.
The nice thing about being your own editor is if you make the reference and nobody gets it, you can just chop that right the hell out.
That's why I'm not the editor. That's Adam. And
that joke was a swing and a miss, and goodbye.
Gone. Or you can add a pregnant pause and make a
phone. Or the pregnant pause, or you steal a laugh from somewhere else and stick it up.
Yeah. Oh, that's I'm going to have to do that.
I have done all of those things.
Nice. Beautiful.
Well, you know, whatever works, works. But you can find us on most podcatchers and at Twitter and Dark Knight Men and our Facebook page. And
us, you can catch us, you can listen to all our episodes on duelinggenre.com and as well as some other podcasts you might enjoy. And you can find us in our Facebook listeners group, Mighty Mix, or on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Rocky Minute.
You know that you're the only podcast on Dueling Genre that has a lot of duels in every one besides Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Minute?
What?
Really?
I'd have to look at all that's on Dueling Genre. But I feel like yours is an actual duel because it's usually between one person and another.
Mm-hmm.
Where like all the other ones are like one person fighting multiple
people. Harry Potter's got a lot of Harry v. Voldemort. And then obviously Deathly Hallows has loads of dueling.
Yeah, but then it's usually like the trio versus Voldemort and his cohorts. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Minute, you got, you know, four turtles versus a bunch of people. Spider-Man, depending on which movie you're talking about.
Yeah, not Spider-Man 3, that's a 2-on-2 fight.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Go ahead, Jerry.
Ready?
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. So sexy.
Ready? I'm on all the cough syrups.
That's right. I'll cut all this out, Jay. Oh,
yeah. Ready?
Bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Hello. Welcome back. Oh, not right. Guys, shut the up for a goddamn second as we start the next minute.
Jason's a serious
fucking podcaster.
Jay, are you hungry? Do you need cheesecake?
No.
No, Jay's on a diet. New year, new him.
Jay, eat a
Hello, and welcome. Shut the fuck up.